Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis for our meditation this day is from the Gospel lesson. You may be seated. I don't know about your feelings, but I certainly know that if I had been one of those other 10 disciples of Jesus, I would have been mad too. I would have been indignant with James and John. How dare they ask this of Jesus? Where do they get off asking our Savior for some special favor? Of course, one thing for sure, they won't get what they ask for. And maybe, just maybe, Jesus will pick me to sit at his right hand. You know, that last sentence, that last thought, we see the why of the disciples' distress in our text for today. They too were trying to climb the ecclesiastical ladder. Each one wanted to be served, and all of them thought that they were good enough to drink the cup Jesus would drink and be baptized with the baptism with which Jesus was baptized. They all wanted what was best for themselves, or at least what they perceived as best for themselves. But certainly one thing that was not the best was that James and John had already outmaneuvered the rest of the disciples, asking for special privileges, special consideration, asking first before all the others had a shot. Doesn't that happen to you? I know that that happens to me. I remember when I was sitting in a classroom, having a flash of anger almost. Yeah, having a flash of anger. When someone in the class gave the very same answer that I was going to share with the rest of the class. And the instructor acknowledges that student's answer with a word of praise. Or have you ever felt a little bit angry at a student that you perceive to be brown-nosing? Of course, you and I would never stoop to doing such a thing. Did you ever hear somebody tell your joke to some mutual friends and getting the laugh that you deserved? Or has anyone ever beat you over here to the dining hall with the latest and the greatest Eighth Commandment violations and you were ticked off because you didn't get there first? So what did you do? You went over to the library and you told them over there. Yeah, we have the same concerns and the same problems as did the disciples. And the problem, my friends, is as old as sin. We want to be first. We want to be the greatest. We want to, as Satan said to Eve, be like God. And you know, sometimes some of us act like we're God incarnate. But we aren't. We are sinful human beings, and we are in desperate need of God's redeeming love. Jesus said it to the disciples, and he can say the very same words to all of us who are assembled here this day. Not so with you. Our epistle lesson speaks of Jesus' reverent submission to his Father. And that's the way it is for us. We are to live lives of reverent submission to our Heavenly Father, who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up into death for our arrogance. And the bottom line is this: even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And St. Paul applies this principle to your life and to my life when he wrote to the Corinthians, he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. You and I know from experience that it is too easy to live for ourselves. That's the way of sin. That's the way of the world. And that way, Satan scores another victory. And I submit to you that Satan and his evil angels work overtime on seminary campuses and in pastors' studies. They want future pastors of the Lord's church to lose the focus that they have been called to be servants. Satan and his followers do not want you to hear the words of Jesus, not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. Let us humble ourselves as we receive forgiveness and strength at the Lord's table. We come in reverent submission to him who came to serve. Amen.